I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With each neighboring country in crisis mode, where does that leave Israel? E3 Partners' Tom Doyle is there, and he tells us.
We've been talking to both Jews and Arabs, and they feel the stress and the pressure, the vice grip of what's happening around them in Syria and Egypt and Iran.
But there are some encouraging signs. You can find a complete report on our website. Keep the Middle Eastern and Israeli believers in your prayers. Pray the gospel shines brightly amid the chaos. Next, Cuban children will hear about Christ through Cornerstone University's baseball team. The Grand Rapids, Michigan-based school is sending them to the communist nation December 12th. CU's baseball coach Dave Mitroff visited in June and was shocked at how open Cuba is to the gospel.
There's a revival going on there. The Cuban government has actually accepted us, welcomed us in. We have religious visas to go in there. We have seen a tremendous openness on the part of the people and also the government to bring baseball in, and then with a religious visa to be open to give the gospel of Jesus Christ.
They still need a little funding help. And are you good with computers? You're needed in Indonesia. Wycliffe Bible Translators says they need IT professionals to help with their work among three language groups. Technology has greatly increased the speed of Bible translation, which is also increasing the pace of the Great Commission. But when technology breaks down, translators are stuck. And that's where IT pros like you are needed. Learn more through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You sometimes think you've disappointed God with your best gift. M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper, who reminds us that God is there ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Hill.